Hey, I've always wondered what's actually inside a computer? Like, what makes it work? Oh, you're asking the right person. A computer has a few main parts that all work together to make it run. Want me to break it down? Yes, please. Keep it simple, though. I'm no computer expert. No problem. So, first there's the CPU, or the central processing unit. Think of it like the brain of the computer. It processes all the information and makes the decisions. Got it. The CPU is the brain. What's next? Then you've got the RAM, which stands for random access memory. It's like the short-term memory of the computer. It helps store information that your computer is using right now, but it forgets everything when you turn the computer off. So RAM is like the computer's quick memory, but it doesn't last forever? Exactly. Next up is the long-term storage. It's where all your files, photos, videos, and programs are kept, even when the computer is off. Okay, so the hard drive is like the computer's diary, everything it wants to keep forever? Haha, yes, you could say that. Then there's the motherboard. This is the main circuit board that connects everything together, the CPU, RAM, hard drive, and other parts. So the motherboard is like the highway that everything travels on? Exactly, and don't forget the power supply. It's what gives electricity to all the parts so the computer can work. Ah, makes sense. No power, no computer. You got it. There's also the graphics card if your computer needs to handle a lot of visuals, like for gaming or video editing. So the graphics card is like the artist making everything on screen look good? Yep, perfect analogy. And finally, the cooling system. Computers get hot when they work hard, so they need fans or other cooling systems to keep them from overheating. Wow, I never knew computers had so many important parts. It all makes sense now. Yep, once you know the parts, it's easier to understand how they all work together to make the magic happen.